ministry here at Christ Community Church in Kamloops. First thing is this, stay close to the Scriptures. The Scriptures have been given to us so that we would be transformed. We weren't given Scripture so that we would be smarter. We've been given Scripture so that we would be different. Like, it is your responsibility to teach the Scripture and to draw people into its meaning. Bring Scripture into everything that you do. Like, let me ask you, are you willing to make the Scriptures the centerpiece of your ministry to this congregation? Absolutely and totally. Secondly, Mike, I want to challenge you to nurture yourself both spiritually and relationally. Pray and study and perform your devotions with an open heart so that you can continue to grow in the sight of God. You know that you cannot ask people to grow and change if you are not growing and changing as well. And so, Mike, I'm going to ask you to testify to this congregation that you will remember to nurture your own soul and that you will work towards your own soul care. Amen. Third thing, Mike, I want you to remember that although you hold the office of pastor, God has made us all spiritually equal. You're no better or no worse than any who are gathered in this place who seek your guidance. You have much to learn from them, and they have much to learn from you and from one another. So, Mike, nurture this congregation so that they will help you to grow, but also so that they will not wholly be dependent upon you for their nurture. For every person here must learn to be dependent upon God. Mike, are you willing to live and model a life of dependency upon God? Amen. Fourth, Mike, I want you to find wisdom and encouragement and renewal in the fellowship with others, other clergy, other churches, other congregations. Clergy burnout happens when a pastor loses touch with others. Sometimes they work so long and so hard that they forget that they were created to be in relationships of mutual encouragement, both professionally and personally. Remember to connect with your peers. Mike, are you willing to connect with peers for the purposes that I have shared? Final thing I want to challenge you with is this. Remember that this is not your ministry and this is not your church. This is the body of Christ. It is Christ's ministry. You are a servant, ready, willing, and able to do as Christ calls you. The minute you start thinking otherwise, you start losing your way. Mike, will you do your best to daily offer yourself humbly to the Lord of this church? Let me just talk to the congregation for a moment. No successful transformative ministry is ever a one-person show. And if the church and the pastor are to form a partnership that's strong and enduring, you must honor each other as Christ has already honored you. Everyone here is both a messenger and a servant, one to another. And although we're installing Mike to the office of pastor, and we recognize that he's been called and set apart for this ministry, and yes, he is promising to be faithful, none of this sets him above anyone or below anyone. The community of Christ is bound together in mutual service and mission. You are all in this together. So given this, I also charge you, as the church here in Kamloops, with these things. First of all, expect change. And that's because the Spirit is still moving amongst us. Christ still walks amongst us. Christ is still calling all of us. Yes, you've called Mike to help you discern God's purposes and to embark on a journey of transformation that will bring you into a closer communion with God. Change will come as your years unfold together. You will be comforted by his ministry. You will also be challenged by his ministry. Are you willing to allow Mike the freedom to pastor you as God leads him? If you agree with that, say we will. Secondly, I want you to remember that you are all called together as the body of Christ for his great purpose. Your pastor is not here to do your work for you. God doesn't need a fan club. He needs workers in the vineyard. Paul reminds us in Ephesians that there's one body, one spirit. Each of us has been given gifts Yes, there are some who are apostles and some who are prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, but it's not for personal glorification. It's so that the saints may be equipped for the work of the service. Our world needs to know God's love and grace through each of you. There is a partnership of people and pastor on behalf of a mighty and merciful God. You are all called to this holy work. And so my question to you as a congregation is this: are you willing to work with Mike in this holy service for God? Third thing as a congregation that I want to challenge you with is to honor the ministry of your leaders. While this is a partnership, there is also a peculiar setting apart that happens when someone accepts a call from a trusting and yearning congregation. It can be a very lonely position, and there's often little to go on to know whether you're making a difference or not. A pastor is more likely to hear vocal complainers than quiet supporters. And a pastor is under enormous pressure to wade into conflict with wisdom beyond what they would naturally possess. And so, congregation, honor the ministry of your pastor. Pray for him. Contact him with notes or texts or phone calls, however. But when you contact him with words of encouragement. Thank him for being your pastor. Thank him for being your preacher. Honor him by challenging him. Ask for clarification if you need. But don't do it Sunday morning after the service. No, don't do it then. Call him during the week. If he said something and you didn't understand what it was, call him up and invite him out for coffee and just ask him to give you some clarification on something. You're honoring him by doing that. But you must do it with love and you must do it with grace. Be full, be real, and be honest in the support of your pastor. Congregation, are you willing to be this for Pastor Mike? You know, the Apostle Paul frequently begins his letters with wonderful words of thanksgiving. And in the letter of Philippians, he says this. I just want to read this to you. He says, "I thank my God every time I remember you." This is a pastor thinking back about his congregation. And I want to get a picture of what this congregation was like by these words that Paul speaks to them. He says, "I thank God every time I remember you." Isn't that interesting? He doesn't say, you know, there's sometimes I remember you and I'm not really very thankful. You know, I'm still ticked off, or I'm still hurt by... No, he says, you know, every time, I thank God, every time I remember you. He says, "I'm constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you." Paul had joy. When he thought about the congregation in Philippi, joy filled his soul as he started to pray for them. What does that say about the way that they loved and treated that pastor? "Constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now." He remembers how they embraced the work of the ministry, how they joined him, how they partnered with him in the ministry of the work of the gospel. He says, "I'm confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion in the day of Christ Jesus. It's right for me to think this way about all of you because you hold me in your heart." What a great picture. Paul thought about the church at Philippi. He said, "These people hold me in their heart." There's great responsibility in leadership. There's also great responsibility in following a leader. And that's what I believe these passages of Scripture remind us of today. Indeed, today affirms once again that all of you are in God's grace, that all of you are partners together in this ministry of the gospel. And so it's with joy and it's with thanksgiving and it's with prayer that we celebrate Mike and his family moving to this community. What we're going to do right now is we're going to have a prayer. So I'm going to invite Mike's family to join us. Jen, and if the kids could come, April, Amy, Marcus, if you guys could come and join us. I was thinking about your kids today as I was driving here. Because I've moved with my kids as a pastor, and you come into a new community, and I know what that's like. And so I was praying for your kids that as they come to this community, that they would be able to find some friends that would be so special that they would look back on their years here in Kamloops, and they would be able to say, "Those were the best years of my life. I met some of the best people. I've got some friends right now who are still my friends and are going to be my friends forever." That's my prayer for you guys as you move here. I know it's a challenge, isn't it, to say goodbye to people, but I'm trusting that God is going to make this the most special time in your lives ever. I also want to invite the board if they could come at this time as well, because we want to gather around now. I don't know who that involves. Todd, you maybe know who should be up here, but I've just invited the leadership of the church, whatever that looks like, to come up here. We want to gather around this family, and we're going to lay our hands on them, and I'm going to pray just a prayer of commissioning at this time. So if the leaders could come. Just let's gather around, and let's just reach out, and let's lay our hands on this family, and let's ask God to bless them, shall we? Father, thank you for Mike and Jen and for the kids. Lord, what a wonderful thing it is to be able to trust in you and wait upon you and see you answer prayer. And so, Lord, we stand here with this answer to prayer, this family that you have brought. And Lord, it is our prayer that you would be with them, that you would empower them and that you would encourage them. Lord, all the words that I've spoken, all the words from Scripture that pertain to the kind of leadership that Mike needs to have in this congregation, Lord, I pray that you'd fill him with the ability beyond himself. I pray that his dependence upon you would be shining through continually. I pray that you would choose, Lord, choose to pour out richly your blessing upon the ministry of this family in this congregation, that you would keep them from the evil one. Lord, that you would bless this family, and that we as a congregation would honor them, and that we would be serving them just as they serve us. Bless these children, Lord, I pray too. I pray that this would be a wonderful time for them as they transition into a new community, that they would indeed be able to experience you in a fresh and a new way, and that these would be years again that they would look back on with great fondness because of your faithfulness and because of your blessing. So, Lord, it is our prayer this morning that you bless Mike and that his ministry here would be long and fruitful, that you would do much to advance your kingdom through his leadership and the leadership of this church. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Good. Now, I've asked Todd if he would just take a moment and just give a couple of words of welcome to you. So, Todd, if you could come and do that.
Just a couple?
Yeah, whatever you got, buddy.
Just two? I'm excited to welcome Mike and Jen and Marcus and April and Amy here today. It's been a journey, but I believe it's been a journey wrought in God's will, and I truly believe that God has brought this family to us. I look forward to serving with them here in our church, and I think that God is going to do great things through them and through us as a congregation. As Marty said, it's not just all on them. The challenge is ours as well, to be supportive, to work with them, not just to expect them to do everything. So I'm excited about them being here, and I'm excited about what God is going to do in this church. Thank you for coming. We do have a small token of our appreciation, mostly for Jen. But,
Great. And now I've just asked Mike if he would just share just a couple words of just greeting as now he's officially your pastor, at least from the installation part of things.
Well, I'd just like to say I am deeply humbled to have the opportunity to serve our Lord Jesus Christ with all of you. And I know that along with my fellow elders, we are commissioned to watch over you as men who will give an account to God for what we do. I pray that I would be a man like Epaphras, who toiled and struggled in his prayer on behalf of the people, that I would give myself hours every day to pray for you faithfully, to pray for your families, to pray that you would flourish in your work and all that you do to the glory of Jesus Christ. I pray that as the Apostle Paul asked the people to pray, that you would pray for me, that I would share the word of God boldly and faithfully and truly, and that I would not fail in the task to proclaim to you the whole counsel of God, that I would not shrink back from the things that God has called me to do. And I will need much prayer, and we will pray for you as you pray for us. And I am grateful and thankful for the opportunity, and I am, again, just deeply humbled and look forward to continuing to get to know all of you. I thank all of you who got your pictures taken. So for some of you, that wasn't easy that I could get to know your names, but that's just the beginning. And I look forward to many years of loving and serving Jesus Christ with you here in this church.
All right. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome.